on CFRC.
You are listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Welcome to Kitchen Sink. I'm your host, Paige, and this is your station for all things groovy, psychedelic, rock and roll, dad rock, grunge rock, garage rock, any sort of rock, and a little sprinkle of whatever else, because anything but the kitchen sink. You just heard a little bit of Van Halen, and I'm very excited about tonight. Normally, I do talk to you guys through, like, I play the songs, I chat a little bit in between, but tonight is very special. I have an interview, my first one on the show. And I'm not going to say who it is just yet because I'm going to let them speak for themselves during the interview. But I just wanted to give you guys a heads up that that's how we're cooking tonight. That's what we're going to be doing. I also want to let you know that the annual CFRC funding drive is still going on. So to donate, all you have to do is go to CFRC.ca. And without further ado, I will get into the interview. All right, I'll see you guys later. Hey, I'm Paige here with Kitchen Sink, and I'm here with two parts of...
Kings of Queens, baby. Yeah, Kings of Queens. I'm Nico, the bassist and singer.
I'm Steven, lead singer and play guitar, or Swim. My last name is Swim, so that works too.
All right, so you guys have been doing this for a year now, a little bit over a year.
Yeah, it's been just over a year, yeah.
And so how did this all come about? Like, how did you guys start this band? Where did the band start?
It's such a cute story.
It is a pretty cute story. I like it. Yeah. Well, it started because I stayed in Kingston this summer to start just doing live music by myself. And every year at my old house, we had a backyard barbecue. And my friends were saying I should just play a short set, like 6 to 8 songs. And my housemate Coleman, who played piano, because I didn't really want to play by myself, I was like, this is nerve-wracking. I told Coleman, I was like, here are the songs, like, Easy by the Commodores, like, it's all piano. I was like, you gotta learn this, play with me. He agreed, and then I found out Lachlan was coming too, and I'd played music with him before, and I was like, dude, why don't you just come bring your guitar? We'll just rip a quick, fun set in our backyard. And we decided to practice the day before at my ex-girlfriend's backyard, and Nico, while we're practicing on the PAs, like, it's his birthday.
Yeah, so and it's my birthday. I'm walking with my roommate, and they're rehearsing on my street, right? So me and my roommate hear them, and we're like, oh, that's cool. People are playing music. Let's go check him out. And we go there.
But he just, like, trespasses right through all the way to the back.
Yeah, we went through, like, two or three
fences. Like, you're like, this is my space now.
Yeah. We just kind of walked in. We said, hey, you guys sound good, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. And Nico's just like, do you need a bassist? Because he saw there's no bass. We just all looked at each other. I was like, I mean, like, yeah, we're just playing a backyard, but sure. And I told him I was like, actually, I asked if you were good. Yeah. And you're like, I'm not bad. And then we were like, oh, okay, so he's good. And then I didn't take his phone number or anything. I just told him the address of my house and what time to show up if he wanted to play with us. He shows up with his bass amp. And we literally, Lachlan and I, talked to each other. We were like, if he's bad, we'll just turn his fucking volume on zero. He'll have no clue. And turns out he comes in, he's just a
shredder, he's great, yeah.
Like perfect pitch, just picks up every single song like it's nothing, and we were like, oh shit, rock and roll,
man.
Yeah.
And so, what about this name? Where did this name, Kings of Queens, come from? I mean, everybody knows the show.
Oh, yeah. Actually,
King of Queens. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone knows from that meme right now.
Yeah, my mom used to watch
which
that
is so funny that it's relevant right now. Yeah. Someone told me that, but I'm not on my phone very
I mean,
much,
Kevin James, you know.
Yeah, that meme of him, like, kind of like this.
Everyone knows him from Grown Ups, but, I mean, that show's really good. That was his moment.
But the name, I think it came, like, the day after that barbecue.
Yeah, I thought of Queens Kings or something like that. Something, like, to do with those words, because I thought they had nice contrast. And then Lachlan, I think, said Kings of Queens, and we were like, yeah, that's the one. Yep. So it was pretty much happening.
It came out pretty fast.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't overthink it at all.
I feel like it's pretty long lasting. Like, most people don't think and associate it to Queens when we were in Toronto and stuff and everything. Mm-hmm. They just think it's a good, like, catchy name, which is sort of nice.
It's because they're opposites. Like, people get it because they're like, oh, okay.
Some people think of, like, Kings of Leon too.
Which true. I mean, like, great band. Kings
of Leon, but, like, similar kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And you guys are known for, like, having, I mean, amongst the Queens people, you're known for having these, like, awesome shows. You guys always have all the things happening. You got, you know, we got over here, Nico, we got you, like, behind the head. We got you playing blindfolded. Yeah, we got you, like, you doing everything. Yeah.
Thank you for the recognition.
We have you, like, just doing everything. I mean, it's just, like, all about the show. Is there any, like, pre-show rituals that you try to do every time? Like, are you a little bit...
Are you a little into that?
No.
You get drunk.
We always have, like, a hype-up chat before going to, like, a huddle. We have, like, a long vocal warm-up before, too. And
like, doing all the, like, red leather, yellow leather.
I think that just is fucking a hype-up. Because, I mean, like, at the end of the day, the shows aren't really supposed to be us playing incredibly well. It's supposed to be us entertaining people.
Yeah.
And we've already talked a bunch of times as a band. We'd rather be entertaining everyone, have something to watch and have fun than us be standing still and playing perfectly, because we could. Like, I could not be running around, have way more breath, and sing better. And he could not be running around and jumping off amps and probably not miss any single bass notes. But that's just not fun. So,
That's just you. So,
yeah.
You don't miss that.
So, yeah.
100%.
And then we do have, like, some stage moves coordinated. I mean, that's, like, just starting to...
That's just starting,
you know? So we have, a few
stages. We always blindfold Nico. That's, like, a must.
I saw that. I will say for my listeners, I saw that. I was really impressed. I mean, it was crazy. Everybody's there. We're all sitting there, like, the tension. We're like, oh, my God, is he going to mess up? You never do. Never do. You've never messed up.
Is that it's not even, like, simple stuff he's doing when he's
blindfolding. Yeah, it's insane.
Like, doing like actually good solo work.
Like, yeah, bro.
He's got it all mapped out in his head. Yeah, it's good.
I mean, that like just adds to your story about meeting the band. I mean, that would have been crazy. Yeah. He shows up and he's actually just really good. Most of the times you're getting like someone that's just like new, still learning.
Yeah.
And then they kind of just get added to the band, but you're kind of just have your whole thing and then you came in and joined, which was really interesting.
It's also really nice that he's good at writing music, because before I just... It's annoying writing by yourself. It's like a... It can be a tedious process because you have so many ideas and it's hard to choose the ones you want to follow up with. And so having a good set of ears to just like confirm ideas and vice versa for both of us is pretty awesome.
That's facts. Yeah.
Sweet guitar.
cause you're my baby. Yes, you're my love. Oh, girl, I'm just a jeepster for your love.
Poison Whiskey by Leonard Skinner and Jeepster by T-Rex. All right, back to the show.
Yeah. And I mean, for people that didn't know this, and we were talking about it earlier, that you guys played at Lee's Palace and you played at Horseshoe Tavern. And I mean, they're both amazing venues, and especially Horseshoe Tavern is known for being like legendary. There's so many people that played there before.
And we're,
you know,
again, by the way.
Yes, oh, yeah. Yes.
That was February 10th. Sick. Yeah, February 10th, Horseshoe Tavern.
Yeah, we're playing with a couple other bands, but it's sort of all eggs in the basket. We want to make it like a big show, and we're inviting people from, I mean, hopefully a lot of like different places in music in Toronto, because we're obviously relocating after this year, probably either Toronto or Montreal, we can't choose, but
yeah,
we want to be, you know, signed soon.
And
so
we do have a lot of fans in Toronto, and we know that, so
yeah, because this guy freaking ramped our TikTok this summer, and
yeah,
I literally, like, at Lee's Palace, we sold every single t-shirt, signed every single one, and every single person I asked them, I was like, how the hell did you like know about us? Every single one said TikTok. And I was like, I don't even have TikTok. Didn't even know we had one. I didn't even know this was running like this. Like, I knew we had one. But
yeah, it is actually
cool. I love that. I love that that's, like, a platform that people have now.
It is. It's a great platform to have. I mean, it's obviously kind of a crappy platform because it takes so much time from me doing productive stuff. But at the same time, other than that, it promotes music really well. And it promotes artists really well, which is awesome, you know? Because it's so easy to do it on there, too.
I feel like there was,
so it's huge advantage for us and other
I feel like for a while, like especially tail end of high school, when TikTok wasn't a thing, overall, people's music tastes, I was not, like, that
I agree. I totally agree.
And, like, you know,
was there was that whole phase of the dance. The dances, the songs.
It was just all trap and, I mean, so, no hate. Like, I like some rap too, but, like, it's just, like, the quality of the music that everyone's listening to seems so generic.
Like, and there's some stuff, that, like, you can hate on TikTok, but there's some music on TikTok that trends, that's trending, that's actually pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
And it's or like, it gives a platform for songs that already existed that are really good. Exactly. Like, I don't know, before, I heard you guys play Easy, that's a song I grew up with, I love that song. But I saw, I mean, the Commodores, amazing band, people didn't know about it, I hear it on TikTok, now everyone's like, I love that song, I love Easy, that's a great, they're so good.
You know, TikTok. Leve? Leve, she's like some jazz artist, Icelandic and Chinese. She's trending on TikTok, and now like so many people just know about jazz and jazz classics because of this girl that's been like trending on the internet. And I find that really cool. It's crazy. Like people just sing jazz classics in concert. And there's, like, thousands of them. It's crazy.
Yeah. I think it just makes people's music taste more well-rounded.
Yeah.
Like, you're not only listening to rap.
I actually resented it because I was like, wait, why are all my songs becoming TikTok songs? I was like, everyone's, like, telling me, the song you're playing is a TikTok song. I was like, what?
I was like, I hate that as well. I hate that those songs become like that.
I was like, it's a good thing. I was like, fuck it.
There's two sides to it, but yeah. I think it's a good thing because now they know about it.
I mean, like, at least the good artists are getting a bit of recognition.
Yeah.
I was on board with that. Every song I liked, you know, people were hearing it and they're like, oh yeah, I heard that from TikTok. And I'm like, I hate that you didn't. I hate that that's fake. But then I had the same journey where I was like, my sister had to tell me, Paige, just be happy that people are listening to it. Be happy that these things are coming back. Yeah. So I agree. I was totally on that board. I was like, I don't want people listening to this like this. I want you to go. I don't want the most sold record at Brian's Record Option to be Taylor Swift. I don't want it to be. But that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. And I should be happy that this is happening. So definitely. I mean, since playing in Toronto, how's your stage presence changed in relation to Queens? Like, what's the difference?
Well, you guys watched us at Caesar Co. That was our first show together. Yeah. Well, I mean, we played for 3 hours. I was reading lyrics off an iPad for a lot of it because we practiced like 3 times for the entire thing. And now...
I didn't feel that for listeners. It didn't feel like that.
Everyone in the band's been playing since they were like 6. So we all like do know what we're doing to an extent. But now I think we realized how important stage presence is, even just from going to live shows. It's like, holy... A band could be great, but if it's just not entertaining, it's not entertaining.
Yeah, so. We opened for the Frosh concert earlier this year, and that gave us the opportunity to watch the Arkells up close, and that was almost humbling, you know?
They were on
almost humbling? Level. I would hope it would be.
No, it was definitely.
It was humbling. No, like, just stage presence.
Not any offense to you guys, it's just like, they have it. They've been there for a while.
I don't take it at all. Like, we agree. Like, you watch them. Like, most of the crowd, their first years, they probably don't even know about the Arkells, but they were still... having fun, jumping around and shit.
That's only what matters.
Like, the crowd controller. That's crazy.
Their ability to keep, like, a backing track and their lead singer, Max, like, his ability to get the crowd engaged and just the few, like, ways he'd speak to them, like, it was just, honestly, it was insane. Everyone was so into it. I was like, these kids only, like, they wanted Lizzo.
Who was there last year?
Young Gravy.
Yeah, it was. Sorry, that's my roommate. Everybody there, but it's Young Gravy.
I walked on there and everyone was chanting, Lizzo. We want Lizzo.
You're about to get the polar
off. We're at Queens. We're at Queens. We can't afford Lizzo. Yeah, I'm sorry. Like, the best you're gonna get is gonna be Young Gravy. I don't know why this keeps sounding like I'm...
At home, son, can't get McDonald's.
No, that's so true. That is so true. I mean, how was that? How was playing for Frosh? They haven't seen you yet. There's all the undergrads that have seen you.
Yeah. I wish we had prepared slightly differently because we've never played in the daylight on a stadium stage
or outside
in front of 4,000 people. Like, that was just all novel.
The most we had played
like,
in front of
I'm just like, I'm normally like in a sweaty room with everyone jumping and like just screaming. And now it's just open daylight. No one's
saying anything. It's like a sea of faces, like, but now you can actually see them.
Yeah, and like no fog or anything.
Yeah, no, like typically we have fog machines going. We've got like everything, you know, like it's like grimy,
it's just,
sweaty.
It's a really new environment. Yeah. Like, we didn't know what to expect. We didn't know how to prepare for it.
Yeah, understandably a bit nervous too. But good practice. I mean, you live and learn, so.
I mean, we did it.
So, actually, I mean, you know, so.
They didn't just do it, they killed it. All the frosh have been talking about it. Every time I try to talk to somebody at the show, yeah, they always are talking about Kings of Queens. They're like the big Queens band. You guys are the big Queens band. Leading to what I was going to ask about, how do you guys feel about the new, I mean, since you guys started, you guys were kind of the band. There was not really a whole big band scene when it came to students, mm-hmm. where now it's just like they're popping up left, right, and center. How do you guys feel about it? Do you want to support them? Obviously, you want to support them, but do you want them at your shows? Awesome. Have you learned anything from some of the new bands, like what you want to play, anything you want to cover?
Yeah.
I mean, yes. You learn from every show you go watch. You learn more from people doing things for the first time. You're like, oh, yeah, that's like something that we shouldn't do or should do. You know, I mean,
yeah.
Honestly, I mean, who said this? It's not Dwight Schrute. No. Imitation. Sorry,
Dwight Schrute.
Imitation is the most sincere form of flattery. And the fact that we were able to actually start more live music in Kingston to me is nothing but a benefit. Like,
100%.
I love live music. I love watching live music, and I don't like going to clubs.
I don't like going to clubs. If more people want live music, man, I fucking love that.
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
Excuse my language. But yeah, as for other bands taking, like,
I mean, I bet they're trying to replicate you at this point. Like, yeah. They see you guys, and they're like, we're trying to be like, it's like a full cycle.
You could definitely see it as like, okay, mm-hmm. now, like, live music's getting a little saturated, so it might be harder to get people to come out to our shows, for example. But like, a useless way of seeing it, because it's just...
I think it's just, yeah.
It's
I
just, agree. It's good.
It's great.
More music, the better.
I'm not afraid to die. devastation. Black roof country, no gold payment, tired starlings. Silver horses ran down moonbeams in your dark eyes.
Always on repeat for me, those three. That was No More Mr. Nice Guy by Alice Cooper, Cherry Bomb by The Runaways, and finally that was White Room by Cream. All right, back to the show.
Exactly. We're not going to be in Kingston after this year anyways, so I'm happy that now there's...
We're all sad about that. As listeners, we're upset.
I mean, that's the plan anyway. You never know.
I'm not going to be in Kingston next year.
Yeah, me neither.
But...
But yeah, who knows where we're, I mean,
we'll yeah, what's your plan? What's your 5-year plan? Where do you guys want to go? Where do you see yourselves? Who do you want Kings Queen? Who do you want to be like?
Yeah. Who do you want to be like? Honestly, I feel like a good template would probably be
everyone says this, but the Strokes.
I know, I was like, yeah. I didn't want to say it, but they're cool, yeah. They're like a nice alternative rock band.
It's we don't like hip.
Our style really isn't the Strokes, but the ideology of the Strokes is sort of cool. Obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, they're on, I don't know if you've seen their MTV live stuff, but like,
yes. Is Unplugged still going? I feel like Unplugged were always my favorite. I mean, you guys like can see that I have like vinyls in here. All my favorite vinyls I've ever like listened to have always been Unplugged. I love like Nirvana, like changed the Unplugged scene.
Oh yeah.
But Unplugged, I mean, is it still going on? Is MTV still doing that?
I think it is. I don't know.
When was the last time you heard Unplugged?
I feel like I remember someone telling me like, oh yeah, that's still going on, or maybe got canceled. Like, I have no idea.
I mean, E is gone. Like, Entertainment Tonight is gone.
Yeah.
Things that like watched as like a kid are gone. So I'm like, is MTV like? MTV do we still remember watching music videos?
Oh, yeah, I love that.
I remember Eminem in like the one with Rihanna, where they're in the house and it's burning down. Wait. They like stand there and watch me burn. I don't know, that whole music video though is like in my head forever.
I just remember seeing the Africa music video and being so totally memorized when I was like 5 years old or something. It was shit, dude.
Like the earliest. What's your earliest memory of like a music video?
A music video, probably
Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel.
That's a good one.
Cool. Yeah.
That's like an actually good one. I feel
very 80s, very weird, but like I like that whole Genesis era kind of thing.
It is a good era. I mean, Phil a lot Collins. Of parents sit there.
That's like the era.
Yes. In the Air Tonight is. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, why does everybody get the drum part of In the Air Tonight wrong? Why do we always get the wrong? We always get the wrong verse.
Yeah.
Every single time he builds, and then he pulls you back, and then he builds, and then he pulls you back, and then after, I don't know what they say. Like,
I mean,
I don't know what his thing is. But he changes it.
Yeah,
if you look at it, I love it.
You should structure music. He just did it really.
He's fantastic. Speaking of music wise, you guys. I mean, I heard through the grapevine that you have new stuff coming out. You guys obviously have Crystal Ball, that song that's on Spotify. Listen, everybody, go listen to it. Is Crystal Ball what you want to like embody with your new music, or what should fans be expecting for this new era of sound? Like, who are you replicating, or who are you trying to get your vibes from in this new music that you're coming out with?
I'm gonna say like every song that we're gonna release in the upcoming whatever amount of months, they're all gonna be different from each other.
Yeah, there's not that much cohesion. I think we are.
It'll still sound like us.
We're getting towards a more definite sound, but I mean, as it happens, I mean, like, we all have such different influences, and even just within myself personally, like, I can write a alt rock song, and then the next day I want to write a complete folk song and stripped down song. So you'll hear a song that's like in 12/8 and it's theatrical and feels like almost Supertramp maybe, and then you'll get a song that's like complete indie rock pop, and then you'll get a song that sounds like classic rock. You know.
No, I could. It's the same thing for me. I could like write jazz one day or something like soul, and then I could write an alt rock song. Like,
yeah, so
maybe just, not all in the same day, but like, you know, like give me a bit of time. But
yeah, but we're gonna be able to do five new songs, and we already have enough for another EP too. So it's actually just a matter.
Super exciting. Do you guys have a place that you're recording? Do you have someone that you're recording with?
Yeah, shout out Matt Bates. He's a god. I love him. He's our sound engineer in the West End of Kingston. He's a great guy, sick studio, good vibes. It's fun recording that.
100%.
Who else has recorded with him?
I don't even know.
No, you guys, it's all that matters. It's just that you guys are recording with him.
But I can't remember the names. But actually, I think one of Kingston's like sort of local legends is going there this week, but I forget his name. I just know the fiddle player that's going with him or something.
I love the fiddle. Yeah. I mean, fiddle is low-key underrated. Where is the fiddle at? Nothing new includes the fiddle.
My family's French Canadian. My grandmother's brothers, all three of them, they were all fiddle players, and every party in like the massive farmhouses would be them playing fiddles for everyone.
I love it.
I'm just getting wasted. Cool, they have like a basement. You would love this basement. Oh, yeah. Every wall covered in violins and fiddles.
That's whoa.
Yeah. Like old ones, like generational ones. Yeah.
Damn, that's impressive.
Pretty sick.
I mean, my grandma plays the fiddle, but she's like blind. Like she can't see what's going on. she's Stevie Wondering the fiddle. She is Stevie Wondering the fiddle. I'm upset. I mean, I'm sure your family is then. Where is the fiddle at? Nothing new. I don't hear the fiddle. I'll listen to country music this weekend. Yeah. So everyone expect to see Nico play the fiddle this weekend. Like we're starting that. Or even like even learn the banjo. I would love a banjo segment. I want banjos.
We are playing a song at stages that does have a banjo section in it. Are we playing the banjo?
Maybe.
Determined. You're gonna have to.
I mean, I think someone needs to learn the banjo. I think that's what needs to happen.
I disagree.
Maybe one of us did already.
Maybe you did another life and you just know already. I feel like if anyone's gonna play the banjo, it's gonna be you.
Yeah.
Noted. We'll keep...
noted. Oh,
so for everyone listening, Kings of Queens has a show coming up November 15th at Stages. It's going to be big. It's a big venue. What's our thoughts? What's the excitement? What are we expecting from this new... I mean, you guys haven't played... Have you played Stages before? No, this is new.
Stages, which is sort of the exciting part. I can't think of once I've ever heard of live music at Stages.
Actually, way back in the day, they used to have live music. So you guys are restarting that. Like, how do you feel about that?
I mean, it goes with the point of, like, other bands coming back up in Kingston. I think it goes with the same idea of, like, live music is coming back up.
Yeah.
And having it played at Stages is kind of...
Honestly, like...
Hopefully, like...
The reason... I think the main reason they gave that to us is because we sold out Ale House last year.
Yeah.
Because they're same owners and everyone in the hub knows everyone. And I don't think that it's something typical they would do. Because I even know, like, for example, Aqua Carter, he's coming to close with a techno set. And he's played Veld. He's played, like, a bunch of massive stuff. And him and his entertainment company with, like, DJs, and it's a nightclub, wouldn't be able to get Stages on any, like, good night and would have to pay probably, like, $3,000 just to get it. So it's pretty insane that they're doing live music for a bunch of indie rock bums like us. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. No, hopefully it only, like, gets... live music even more popular in Kingston.
Oh yeah, because
that would just be great.
Yeah,
honestly,
no,
not for us, but like for everyone. Anyone who's an enthusiast of like music and stuff, you know.
I'm excited. Yeah,
it's exciting. Yeah, it's gonna be great.
I'm really excited. I'm gonna go. I think I'm excited. We're trying to do crowd interviews with CFRC to see people what they're thinking before the show. Obviously, a lot of us. I'm a third year now. I saw you guys when you were in. I was in second year. And I don't know. Yeah, you, Nico over here, he's a third year now too. And a lot of people have been like, they've seen the band, they've seen it grow. So that's exciting. I want to see what we're going to kind of get from that sort of new sound. I mean,
yeah.
Are you going to be playing any of your new music there?
Oh yeah,
the whole EP. 100%.
You're going to do the whole EP. And when is that going to be, you know, when can we listen to that?
Good question.
That's a great
good question.
Okay. Honestly, like we've never done like bulk recording like this before. Typically, we do singles at a time, but it's honestly a mission to try and do, like, even just five songs at a time, every single layer. Like, I don't think people realize how much goes into mixing, layering, mastering, and, like, even just adding layers of harmonies, like, all these tiny little things that, you know, really change a track.
Yeah, song arrangements.
It takes,
just writing
yeah,
a song.
It, yeah, like,
it
you,
takes a lot of time.
You record it, and then you're like, oh, you know what? I want to go back and change this. Like, this isn't that. And then these are songs from, like, a year ago, you know? And then you have new songs you want to do.
Would you call yourselves perfectionists, or do you kind of just
I
let it ride?
Call myself
perfectionist.
Yeah. For sure, yeah, but we do have
but
to limit ourselves at a certain point.
You know? Right. That's how often do you? I mean, with other people, because there's so many of you in this band, like you're not like a 3-person band. Do they all have input, or because you guys are more of the songwriters, do you?
Everyone has input.
Everyone has input.
We make sure everyone has input. Like we're aware that we're the two main songwriters, so that like it can get biased that way.
Yeah,
but
it needs to stay, like, equitable between everyone, because
everyone's
has a big role in the band,
yeah.
And we want to make sure everyone is, like, everyone is really good in the band. Like, Coleman's got great, like, ears for harmonies and melodies overall. Sean's actually a guitar player as well, and is good at coming up with things, and Lachlan's got a whole other set of tastes, and he's good at, like, shoegazy stuff and ambient texture, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want to hear everyone's opinion.
Are we gonna ever hear Sean play any guitar?
Well, actually,
is he ever gonna get up there?
Played at our last
Mansion
show,
we all switched because I grew up as a drummer, so I play drums. Nico plays piano, so he went to play piano. Sean played my guitar.
Yeah.
Lachlan played bass, and then Coleman sang.
Yeah.
The talent coming out of this band is insane. Most people they stick to their like instrument. But you guys are all just so, like, ambidextrous when it comes to what you're playing.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. Yeah. I mean, it probably is why you guys are so good.
You know the Sheepdogs?
Yes. Canadian band.
Have you seen them live?
No, actually,
not.
I haven't.
Okay, one of my favorite parts of watching them live is they just all switch instruments all the time. And like,
it's didn't know that. Sick. That's new.
Live. Like,
I know that they have. Is it the Bros? They have a new section of the Sheepdogs that just like kind of they broke off. I don't know. There's like a there's a bit of. I mean, I love the Sheepdogs. I think they had like a little bit. No, I don't think they broke up. But I think there's like a breakage. I don't know their pianist or keyboardist. He was playing. It's called the Bros. There's a song I listened to by them actually a couple days ago, and it's kind of like funky, kind of psychedelic. Cool. It was cool. I mean, I love the Sheepdogs, so I was gonna like listen to it anyway, yeah, just based on what they're coming out with.
I mean, I feel like that happens a lot. Like, even just we're getting better at it now, but working with five people and everyone having like a really good background in music, it's really hard to manage everyone's opinions and desires and what we want to do with the music. Like, it's a challenge. You're working, it's like having a business with five co-owners. Like, it's just, it's not going to be easy, and you have to like be really good at dealing with each other and being like candid and honest and genuine about everything all the time. So
well, on that note, I want to thank you guys so much for coming in and talking to me a little bit about what's going on. I'm super excited to see the show November 15th for everybody listening. November 15th. Anything you want to tell anyone before the show?
Invite your friends and have fun, because I mean, we're here to entertain, and mostly just you guys have fun.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. So, yeah.
So that was Kings of Queens, everybody. I'm super excited for this show on November 15th. I mean, talk about a band bringing back the live era of stages. I have a family member that went to see LMFAO there, and Big Sugar, who have played on the show at stages. It used to be a hub. People used to go there for live music, and I'm so happy they're bringing it back. I mean, I'm not shocked. They're playing places where legends played, like the Horseshoe Tavern. And I think this is their era, guys. I think this is their era. They got Kings of Queens is on the rise. Go listen to Crystal Ball. I'll play it at the end of the show here. Go listen to it on Spotify. And I just want to thank them again, if they're listening, for coming on the show and starting off interviews with Kitchen Sink. All right, I'll let you guys listen to a little more music to ride out the hour, and I will see you before the end. All right, catch you later.
I can see that crystal ball. I can see it revealed it all. Future's light, it cannot hide. Yeah, I can see that crystal ball. Now I see you in the mall. Trust that crystal ball. So show me now why you got cold feet, babe. 'Cause when I see that face, what it does to me. So show. Ball. So show me.
from the light of day. I wish that you could have stayed. These tales of love are always in the same. We'll be right back.
That was Crystal Ball by Kings of Queens and Sheepdogs Nobody. Thank you so much for listening. This was Kitchen Sink with Paige, and I just want to remind you to donate to CFRC Funding Drive at cfrc.ca. All right, see you guys next week.
In a world where sea levels are rising,
where groceries are expensive,
and where cheeseburgers are getting smaller,
lighten up the mood
and come along for an evening ride.
Tuesday nights at 9 with your favorite show,
Road Trip.
Tune in Thursdays at 5 p.m. for Campus Beat, where the CFRC Campus News Team welcomes new guests from the Queen's University community and covers news, issues, upcoming and recent events, initiatives, and services for the benefit of Queen's University students, faculty, staff, and alumni. Have campus news you would like to share? Contact us through our website or email station at cfrc.ca, and don't forget to subscribe to the Campus Beat podcast via Spotify and Apple Music today.
Sophia.
And I'm Madison.
And you're listening to
Between Friends. Join us every Thursday at 6 p.m. for music and chat as we broaden each other's musical horizons and take you along for the ride.
Whether it's what's on our radar or songs for any situation in life, we've got you covered.
Tune in and join us to kick back and relax, because